What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady J the Queen, and this is for the Kingdom Podcast. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. If you are new here, welcome. I'm going to ask that you will go ahead and hit the subscribe button and turn on your notifications for YouTube so that you can get every episode when it drops. Also, I am on Spotify, Amazon. Just type in For the Kingdom Podcast and you can put my name next to it, Lady J the Queen, in Google. And wherever I can be streamed, it is going to pop up. So you might be a person who just likes to listen and you just want to hear audio, then those other platforms may be for you. But anyway, y'all, God has given me a new topic, and I think that this is something that a lot of people can relate to, and a lot of people have probably been struggling to figure out or discern. So I'm here to be of help. So y'all, most of the time when we pray and we ask God to do something and we're waiting on a response, like I talked about in the previous episode, like how long are you willing to wait? In the waiting process, sometimes you're waiting so long that you start hearing things and you're like, okay, was that me or was that God? So this is what this episode is about, how to know if it's your voice or if it's God's voice. That's what I want to talk to you about today, y'all. So I will say that in order to like fully grasp like what you're hearing, it is going to go back to your relationship with God. Like, how often are you in your word? Like, how often are you reading? How often are you studying and meditating on it? And, you know, just feeding your spirit. Because the closer you draw to God, the easier it is going to be for you to recognize his voice. And he's going to speak to you in different ways. Like, the way God speaks to me may not be the way that he speaks to you. He may speak to you in dreams. He might speak to you in visions. He might speak to you. It's different ways that he may speak to you. But when he speaks to you, it won't be like you won't be second guessing it. Like, you will know for sure, okay, this was God. So that's why I always encourage you all to not just wait till Sunday to hear a word or to read your Bible. Like, this needs to become a daily routine so that the enemy can't trick you. We have to remember, Satan knows the Bible backwards and forwards. So if you don't know it, how can you counter him when he's coming to deceive you? Excuse me. You won't be able to do it. We have to be ready, and we have to be prepared. And that's what we have to do. You have to know God's word in order to fully hear his voice, if you want me to be honest. So this is I'm gonna give y'all three ways to determine this, to determine whether or not you're hearing your voice or you're hearing God's voice. If it contradicts the word of God, then you know it's not of him. God's word is what it is. Like, it doesn't change. So if you hear something telling you to do the opposite of what God's word is saying, then obviously that's not God. That's the enemy. Sometimes the enemy plants seeds and we take these seeds, and now we're manifesting these seeds that the enemy has planted in us. That's why I'm going to keep telling you, you have to open up that Bible app. If you don't want to get a physical Bible, the Bible app is free. You do not have an excuse. Nobody with a smartphone has an excuse. Okay. And I'm really speaking from a Christian standpoint, because a lot of Christians cannot discern whether or not they're hearing from God or if they're hearing from their own thoughts. like this is a struggle, but this is what I'm saying. Like, your relationship with God has to be strong. We have to do what it takes to build and get more acquainted with who God is. Okay. So just remember that if it's contradicting to his word, it's not him. He's not going to tell you to do something that does not line up with his word. He's always going to, if it does line up with his word, then you know it's God. If it does not, it's not him. Okay. Another way that you're going to know that it's God's voice is that it's going to be consistent. God's voice. Oftentimes when God tells you something, he's going to tell you more than one time. And I know this from personal experience, from just living and just going through things. When God is telling me something, he not only does he tell me, he'll tell somebody else. And that person will come to me and tell me what he already told me. So that leads me to the third point. He will confirm it. He will confirm whatever he's telling you. I can give y'all a great example. So those who are or have been following me for some time know that I was a part of another podcast where it wasn't a solo podcast. It was me and another person, right? When God told me that it was time for me to move on and podcast on my own, he literally told me. He told me. So I was already aware of what I had to do. But this is the way he confirmed it. He showed one of my coworkers. She had a dream. She had a dream that she was strolling on social media and she saw one of my videos pop up, and it was just me. It was not me and another person. It was just me. She had a dream. God confirmed it to my sister. My sister, we in church, and my sister is writing down what she just heard God tell her to tell me. Then one of my cousins, God sent me a lot of confirmation of what he already told me about starting For the Kingdom podcast. So I know that I'm doing what he told me to do. He told me to do it and he confirmed it. And obviously what I'm doing is not contradicting to his word. So I know that I'm in alignment with him. So yeah, guys, just remember that your voice is going to be more like what you want. Okay. And if what you want does not necessarily line up with what God wants for you, that's how you're going to know. Like, is this, I want this so bad. I want to do this so bad. But has God told you? Has he been consistent in telling you? And has he confirmed it? Has he sent someone to confirm what he's already told you? These are three great ways to determine whether or not you hearing from some other thing or from yourself, or if it's the enemy, versus when it's God's voice. I'm gonna read a scripture for y'all, and I hope this don't hit you in your chest when I read it, but I'm gonna read it. This is John chapter 8 verses 47, and this is Jesus talking. He says, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Now, when I'm reading this, I want you to be clear that the context in which that Jesus was saying this was on a much deeper level than the way that I'm using it for context in this video. That's why I encourage you to go read. You need to read the Bible for yourself. Okay, y'all. He's much deeper. This is way deeper than the context that I'm using it. But it's very short, sweet, and simple. Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. If you're not hearing him, I'm about to question whether or not, should I go there? I don't know. I'm starting to, I would question whether or not you belong to him. A lot of us are claiming, but we're not living. So your actions and your words, it's like a mishap. I know a lot of people who say they believe verbally, but if God can't see it in your actions, if I see you every day and I can't see it in your actions, then you just spoke a word that just is really not true. Okay. We have to get in the presence of God in order to fully know when he's talking to us. Okay. I love how God sent me so much confirmation. It gave me a lot of confidence that I did not always have in doing this. And as I've stated before in previous episodes, it took a long time for me to start this podcast, like, because I'm very, things have to be a certain way when it comes to how I do things. And I had to say, not my way, but your way, Lord God. Just have your way with this podcast. And doing such, I don't even know. We're approaching 20 episodes. We're getting very close to that. And I got to pat myself on the back, because I can say that I have been consistent. God knows that I have been doing my part. And I just pray that I am being, that when he's speaking, I'm praying that the people who are listening, which are y'all, that y'all are learning and that y'all are applying whatever it is that is standing out to you, whatever word you're receiving, that you're truly receiving it, not just for that day, but, you know, forever, that you fully receive. But yeah, y'all, those are three ways that I know that you can determine whether or not it's you or if it's God. Remember, if you hear something that's contradicting to his word, it's not him. The enemy is he's going to do what he does. He's the father of lies. He's deceiving. That's what he does. So we have to be very careful. We have to use discernment. And again, as I said in the beginning of the video, you have to know the word in order to counter any deception that the devil may be displaying, because he's just going to change one part of the scripture like he did with Eve. Like, he's going to say it, but he's going to say it a little wrong. You got to know when it's wrong. You got to know the error. You got to be able to catch it so that you can say, no, God would say this. This is, you have to be able to know. And if you don't know, you're always going to hear yourself, or you're always going to hear the enemy. So you're not going to be able to make the right choices, because some of these voices that you're hearing are going to lead you so downhill. And I don't want you to end up somewhere where you're not supposed to be, when all you had to do was really pay attention to God's voice fully and really understand that that's him or that's not him. That's going to help you all. And I pray that this message, this episode, this topic, I pray that it encourages you to go deeper into your relationship with Christ, because the Holy Spirit that's in you is always going to tell you the truth. So anything telling you a lie, it's the enemy, okay? I'm going to pray for y'all, as I always do. And so go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes, and we're going to wrap this up like that. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this topic that you gave me, and I'm thanking you that it's already changing the minds and the hearts of those who are listening. They're being made aware that they can be closer to you. They can be more knowledgeable of your word. They can download that Bible app. They can open it up every day. They can. They're starting to realize this, Lord God. And I just thank you that not only are they realizing this, but that they are going to dedicate more time spent with you, Lord God, so that they can discern whether or not they're hearing their own voice, if they're hearing the enemy's voice, or when they're hearing your voice, Lord God. Let your voice overpower any other sound, any other voice that they may hear, Lord God. Because I know that the enemy is busy, and I know that he would want nothing more than to deceive anybody that he can, including your people, the ones who believe in you and trust in you, Lord God. But I rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm thankful, Lord God, that with you, we are all victorious, and that you're going to make sure that we're hearing from you, and that you're going to be consistent. You're going to provide clarity, and you're going to send confirmation when it's you. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. I pray that y'all will have a blessed week. I'll see y'all not next week, but week after. Y'all know my routine. But yeah, y'all go out and be great. 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 Go out and be great.